Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig Moser. I'm here from Philadelphia. It's a wonderful street festival, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes, when the final recording sessions of the Robert Honer Percussion Ensemble finally see the light of day. Plus the explosive orchestra sounds of the Dorf Sound Collective and Kamasi Washington. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Eric Belgum of Schaefer, Minnesota. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Greene County legislator William Lawrence has announced he will not seek re-election in November. The Cairo Republican has served in elected office for more than 40 years. Lawrence said, and I quote, "I have really loved the job of being a public servant for both Cairo and Greene County. I have devoted a large part of my life to this job, and I feel that I am leaving it in better shape than when I found it when I was first elected back in 1979. But now I want to relax and spend what time I have with my family, especially my great-grandchildren," end quote. Among those who have indicated interest in taking Lawrence's place is current Cairo Town Supervisor Republican John Coyne. Sherry B. True, co-president of the Cairo Development Foundation, has also said she will seek the Republican endorsement for legislator. True ran for supervisor 2 years ago as a third-party candidate. Cairo has 2 seats on the county legislature. Incumbent Democrat Harry Linden will seek a 6th term this year. Cairo Democrat Chair Valerie McIlvaney said 3 Democrats have declared their intent to run: Leonard William, Bill Sheriff, and Joe Colangelo. McIlvaney said the committee has endorsed Lennon and Sheriff. Republicans Jason Watts and Monica Kenny Keff were vying for the GOP nod for town supervisor. McIlvaney said no Democrats have officially announced their candidacy yet. Cairo Republicans will caucus on March 18th at Gallagher's Banquet Hall. There is no date yet for a Democratic caucus. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Soup. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. The Greene County Sheriff's Office became an accredited agency March 4th for the first time in 30 years. The department is now one of 159 agencies statewide, including the Catskill Police Department, the Hudson Police Department, and the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, to be accredited by the New York State Law Enforcement Accreditation Council. Accreditation provides agencies with sets of administrative training and operational standards. The accreditation process was completed in a little more than 6 months. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said accreditation was a goal for him personally and for the staff as well. Kaminsky said, and I quote, "The men and women of this office are committed to providing the highest level of professionalism and service to the community. The agency has gone through significant policy upgrades in a relatively short amount of time in order to meet the standards required for accreditation," end quote. Kaminsky said the sheriff's office must now maintain its accreditation status annually. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Art Forum reports that local art legend Barbara S. died March 4th at the age of 73. The magazine called her, and I quote, a boundary-pushing photographer, musician, and writer, and the creator of a no-wave experimental media zine, end quote. S. taught photography at Bard College beginning in 1997 and has artworks in the permanent collection of New York's Whitney Museum of American Art, the Museum of Contemporary Art Los Angeles, and the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. She is known for her pinhole photography and her 2001 collaboration with experimental filmmaker Peggy Awash on the album Radio Guitar for Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace label. She performed in No Wave Bands, Disband, and Y-Pans, and worked with avant-garde musician and composer Glenn Branca in Static. She told the LA Times, and I quote, I think of my work as an investigation, and it's always concerned with the same question. Exactly what is the true nature of reality? End quote. Read more about this story at Art Forum. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Barclay Heights Diner in Socrates will close its doors Sunday, March 7th because the owner of the property wants to sell the building. Diner co-owner Linda Lopez said it is, and I quote, very, very heartbreaking, end quote, that she and her husband Nick have to close the business. The diner is operated at One Village Drive on the corner of Route 9W for more than 60 years. Lopez and her husband have owned the business for most of the past 17 years. The news of the closing was posted online at BarclayHeightsDiner.com. The post states, and I quote, sadly, our time is up. Our hearts are very heavy as time is near. So many memories, fun, friends that became family, end quote. The post states that the closure has nothing to do with the pandemic or resulting shutdown. The Lopez's also own Selena's Diner on State Route 23A in Haines Falls. That restaurant will continue to operate. The couple sold the Barclays Heights Diner in 2010 following the death of their son, but returned in 2014. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, isolated snow showers between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 15 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 30 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of around 15 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties. WGXE underwriting support is provided by Woodhouse Pizza in Greenville, New York. The restaurant is located on the grounds of the Woodhouse Lodge and offers takeout, dine-in, and outdoor seating. Open Friday and Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Expanded hours start soon. Information at thewoodhouselodge.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Milad H. Mazari of Murray, Utah. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
number
10,
number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Here's a 2021 release from John Baptiste. The song is called I Need You.
Five,
number,
four,
number,
three,
number,
two,
number,
one.
Here is 2021 new music from St. Vincent. This song is called Pay Your Way in Pain.
I'm
went to the park just to watch the little children. The mothers saw my heels and they said I wasn't welcome. So I went back home. I was feeling kind of queasy, but all the locks would change. My baby wouldn't see me. Oh no, you put your finger on it. The stove is only getting hotter. The sun is got to melt. Stand up, sit down, hands up, break down.
Number
8. Oh,
2021 music from Tune Yards. That's the song Hold Yourself.
Number 7.
Here's guitarist Matt LaJoy with Sunrise on Magic Meadow from his 2021 album Paraclete Tongue.
Thank you.
number 6.
Here's 2021 new jazz from the Sam Fibrish Trio. That's Sam Fibrish, Charlie Hunter, and Jeff Clapp with the song Spanish Joint from their album Volume 1 Riverboat.
Number 5.
That was Landing Takeoff from the 2021 album Dark Matrix from reedist Daniel Carter and pianist Matthew Shipp.
Number four.
Next, we hear 2021 music from Riley Walker. The song is Rang Dizzy from the Course in Fable album.
On the corner, the bookies were stuck laughing. Never abroad, and I'm chewing on a Lucy. Dragon brain dream, you choosing. Folks dodging, singing karaoke of credit. Blank center my scope, walls of your apartment. Square footage, with my hands and I am sightless. Dealer shuffle, Zen gardens in the card deck. I'm wise, I'm so fried. Rain dizzy inside. Cast iron curls up a thing for me. Presented to the crowd, remains invitingly. Sucker full, fossilized purple bruising. I inhaled pure carbon like a movie. Each Wednesday, load my boot up with a beast. State flag and newsprint, optics take the lead. Snapshot of long form, winded by the breeze. Fake gas pump for photo opportunities. Mm-hmm. busy inside. F***ing him alive. Same of losing my ship. We on a nickname basis, but social setting the lighthouse. I extend my hand to all probable possibilities that I may be baptized in seltzer made from glaciers. As cherry water runs down my spine, I recall coupon codes for minimum wage jobs. Buying labor kept in sheepskin, saving up for tires to light up when you drop them. She was a real cool hand in the icy figure eight. My dreams were projected on national monuments. I sat alone wondering, should I dose again or just break into song with Illinois flowers?
Number three.
Elvis
when with pain I turn around and my baby's here, the wind blows in her hair.
That was 2021 music from Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. The song's called Hall of Death.
Number two.
Thank you.
That was 2021 music from Modur Mokhtor with the song Talatanum.
Number one.
When I'm with my guy and he watches all the pretty girls go by,
that's the way boys are.
And I feel so hurt deep inside, I wish that I could die.
That's the way boys are.
Not a word do I say, I just look the other way.
That's the way boys are.
When he treats me mean and he acts as though he doesn't care,
that's the way boys are.
I don't tell him that he's being so unfair.
That's the way boys are.
'Cause he loves me and I know it, but he's just afraid to show it.
That's the way boys are.
When he wants to be alone, I just let him be. 'Cause I know that soon enough, he will come back to me.
That's the way boys are.
When we have a fight and I think that I won't see him anymore,
that's the way boys are.
Then before I know it, there he is standing at my door.
That's the way boys are.
Well, I let him kiss me then, I know he wants me back again.
That's the way boys are. That's the way boys are.
Was Y Pants with That's the Way Boys Are. And Y Pants featured Barbara S., a local legend on bass, ukulele, and vocals. The song's from 1982. The original version was by Leslie Gore from 1964. Local legend Barbara S., a boundary pushing photographer, musician, and writer, and the creator of the No Wave experimental media zine Just Another Blank Hole, died Thursday, March 4th, 2021, at the age of 73. According to Art Forum magazine. Art Forum writes, S was most widely known for her large-scale photographs made using a pinhole camera, a rarity in the art world, but a device she used to great effect, producing blurred, haunting images that evoked variously dreamy anxiety, shattered romanticism, and the stuttering disquiet of the late 20th century. Born in Brooklyn, S earned her BA at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, in 1969, before going on to attend the London School of Film Technique. She then returned to New York and immersed herself in the downtown scene of the time, playing in no-wave bands Disband, The Static, and Y Pants, in which the musicians played toy instruments or, in some instances, fried chicken buckets, enhancing their thin, tinkling sounds with electric bass, a Casio keyboard, and occasionally a hammer. Also in 1978, S launched her influential mixed-media publication Just Another Blank Hole, which took on various forms over the following 8 years, including a 77-track vinyl LP and an insert in Art Forum, on whose cover her work later appeared in 1990, has employed an open submission process, co-editing issues with Jane Sherry and with avant-garde musician and composer Glenn Branca, her bandmate in The Static. S is also known for her music in the 80s, contributing tracks to the Telus audio cassette magazine, and in 2001 collaborating with the experimental filmmaker Peggy Awish on the album Radio Guitar for Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace label. She began teaching photography at Bard College in Dutchess County in 1997, and in 2005 published I Am Not This Body, a book of her pinhole photographs. Her work, exhibited widely across the country, resides in the permanent collections of museums, including the New York's Whitney Museum of Art, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, and the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. Here's Barbara S. from the Radio Guitar album for Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace label. Album came out in 2001.
No, I'm not.